The subject, sex, is celibacy ruining my relationship? Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm in my late 30s and I've not had a lot of luck with dating in my past. The guys are just jerks that just want one thing. With that being said, I've been spending a lot of time in prayer and decided to be celibate since what I was doing in the past was not working out. I've been 3 years celibate and it's been 3 years since I've met someone that I wanted to be bothered with. Recently, I've been dating a really nice guy for about a month and a half. He knows that I'm celibate and has not been pressing me into anything. We went out last week and kissed for the first time. It was a quick kiss, but oh, so nice. The issue is that I have been having romantic feelings towards him that I just can't shake. They are so intense that recently we had an episode with sexting. I know that it was wrong, but now he's having second thoughts about our relationship because he doesn't want me to compromise my beliefs and he does not believe in sex. I like him and I don't want to end our relationship, but I don't know what to do. If we keep seeing one another, we will wind up having relations because I'm not that strong and I know that he is not. He says that he respects me. I don't know what to do because if we have relations, will all of the feelings and respect. He says that he respects me. I don't know what to do because if we have relations, will all of the feelings and respect just jump out of him? I know I'm wrong for initiating the sexting, but he's not innocent as he talks about my lips, my hips, etc. He participated in the sexting as well. And boy, did he participate. Is this just a game that he's playing to get me in the sheets? Should I just let the relationship go? I need advice. Wow.
Okay, 3 years celibate. This is a moral issue. You decided to be celibate because of your past relationships. But now you have someone who you enjoy spending time with. And I'm not surprised that this sexual tension is high because you haven't had sex in 3 years. Now, this new guy you've been dating for a month and a half, he may be a nice guy, but you still don't know him. It hasn't been long enough to know about his past, his future, his plans. My advice is to stay celibate until you and he decide to take the relationship to the next level, which will take more than a month and a half. Now, is he playing with you, the sexting and all that? Of course he is. I mean, he may be a nice guy, but he wants to get intimate with you. That's why he's complimenting you on your lips, your hips and all that. Listen, girl, give the relationship more time and let it play itself out. In time, you'll see who he really is and if you're ready to take that next step. Steve?
You and the man went out last week. You had a good little kiss. It was nice. But you've been having romantic feelings towards him that you just can't shake. Well, you're supposed to. Everybody has them. And, you know, it's called affection. Everybody needs affection. It's all that lust. It's in the game.
Natural.
You know, they are so intense that we recently had an episode of sexting. I know it was wrong. But now he's having second thoughts about our relationship because he doesn't want me to compromise my beliefs. And he does not believe in sexting. Okay, now this sound good right here that this man went, hold up, wait a minute, what are we doing? I don't want to be a part of bringing you down, compromising your beliefs. Maybe he looking for somebody just like you. You got caught up, he got caught up, you know. So now, then you say, I like him and I don't want to end our relationship, but I don't know what to do. Why would you end a relationship over this? You wait a minute. You act like the two of you, these two people, that y'all are pure. that's all I'm hearing here. That y'all don't have affection or suffer with lust and have faced with temptation
and attraction
and constantly battling the wrong and right, good and evil. And man, that's life. If we keep seeing one another, we're gonna wind up having relations. Eventually, yes, you will. The ultimate goal for you is to have relations with this man, ain't it? It's just you want to do it at your time, and after you're in a committed relationship, you want to ring out the deal. Now, I'm not that strong, and I know he is not either. Ain't no man that damn strong, so we got that out the way. He says that he respects me, and I don't know what to do because if we have relations, will all of the feelings and respect just jump out of him? You're worried because when you slept with men in the past, it has not happened. This is what you do. Here's the way you handle it. Listen up to me closely, ladies. If you haven't had sex with a man and you're interested in him, here's your deal right here. Find out what he really wants Now, is it just sex or does he want you? And the way you do this is you start having, since you haven't had sex, slow it down and start having lots of conversations about what he wants ultimately with you. And the longer you can prolong this out, the deeper his feelings are for you. And then he in the game with you. See, when a man becomes emotionally attached to you, that's when you got something. Not when a man is attracted to you. Hell, a man can be attracted to a lot of things, a lot of women. It's the one that he's emotionally attached to is the one that gets the ring and the man. So you got to have a lot of conversation about what he ultimately wants with you. Not what he just wants, but specifically with you. A lot of times, ladies, you hear a man go, yeah, I want to be married one day, settle down, have a family and kids. And you just plug yourself into the equation. He may want to settle down and have a family and kids, but he did not tell you that he wanted this with you. And you got to find out. Your only quest, ladies, through the series of dates is to find out what he wants with you specifically. Now, just to have sex, that ain't nothing. He just wants me. Girl, I want you so bad. Oh, he wants me. Now, you thinking, he wants me. What he wants me. He wants what I want. He just wants you. He just wants to do you. He didn't say that. Stop imagining him saying everything you want him to say. All he said was he wants you. You thinking you and everything come with you. Your children, your dreams, your wanting a marriage date. That ain't what he said. So get specific about what he wants with you. I can't tell you that you ain't gonna never sleep with this man because it look like y'all headed there. But since you haven't had sex, slow it down a bit. Find out what he specifically wants for you. And this may be the guy for you. You ain't got to let him go because you had some sexting. That ain't nothing.
Give him more time. Yeah, that's right, Steve. Give us your comments or hit us up on Twitter at Lips by Carla or I am Steve Harvey if you want to comment.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.